Q107 is Toronto's rock station, home to the best rock music on earth, and the Daily Derringer podcast.
Owen. So you and I, Parksy, both saw this. It was toward the end of last week and said, don't. You never want to be Owen. Just don't be Owen, man.
And you can see why we saw it, because it was everywhere over the weekend, because I think everyone has the same opinion. Don't be this guy.
Yeah, so, and look, I mean, I think, with a few exceptions, everybody's got some sort of roommate story. Like, whether it's a roommate when you were a kid at camp, or when you were a roommate in college, there's a lot of those, right? University. Or, you know, generally when you were young. Some people have roommate stories later in life. I know a guy who had a roommate nightmare because he got divorced and he was in a tough situation, right? And he was in his 40s at the time, and they ended up getting divorced, he and his wife, and he ended up having to go find some dude to live with.
Right.
And it didn't go well.
I tell you what, though, like, I don't have any roommate stories, so I'm jealous of even that person.
You're one of the rarities.
Yes, you have roommate stories. Johnny's had roommates. I've never, ever, ever had one. And I even if it was a crazy story, I would like to have it. I missed that opportunity.
What's the longest, then, you've been a roommate with somebody? A weekend?
Oh, yeah, like a cottage trip or something like that. Yeah, weekend. Like, but that's, I don't even think that's a roommate. That's just like, you know, if you go a guy's weekend at a cottage. I've never, because I never lived, I lived at home or alone, and then my wife.
Well, I wouldn't say that, because I've heard stories of people who have had to spend a weekend as, like, there's two single beds or two double beds in a room, mm-hmm. and gotten into fights. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes, if the chemistry is that ugly,
yes,
it doesn't take long.
Yeah, no, I mean, when we go to Cape Breton, there's like, I don't know, 15, 20 of us in one house. And it's crazy because of things like, you know, you try to get in the shower and you can't.
Sure.
Or someone's in the bathroom for too long.
And now if you put like money on the table as well, and also like you didn't do the chores and like you ate my peanut butter, then stuff gets real weird.
Well, you know what? There was a time too, and I don't think it would be much of a factor these days because it's just off the table. But I remember two friends of mine, and they were friends, and they got into it because one guy smoked.
Oh.
Right? And back in those days, like, you didn't go outside to smoke. You smoked where you sat.
Okay.
Right?
Or lied.
And this guy, he was not stopping smoking.
Yeah.
And the other guy was like, dude, like, you're polluting my air. And he's like, no, I'm not stopping, man.
I'd have a hard time with that.
Of course. Of course. Can you imagine trying that in 2022? Oh, yeah, I smoke.
I had a roommate, and I'm just going to say his name was Tim. And Tim always, when he came home from work, just stripped down to his underwear and would go about his evening routine in the two-bedroom condo in his underwear. We'd play video games together, underwear. He'd cook dinner, underwear. Always underwear.
You must have seen his brain at some point.
Yeah. Of course.
There's no way you couldn't have.
It's not. It was neither one of ours' fault. It was just happenstance. But I just, at one point, I'm just like, why always the underwear? Just throw on some shorts, man. Just put on some shorts. You want to be shirtless? Hey, I get it.
Did you ever pose the question?
In my head, I did so many times, but I'm just like, hey, you know what? He found the condo first. I was late to the game.
So he had the power.
So he had all the power. He had all the underwear wheeling power.
Yeah. Well, who knows? That might have repulsed him, right? Like, people get strange about that. It's like, they think I can walk around in my undies, but dude, you can't.
Yeah. I almost felt it was like a dog urinating on his territory. Like, he just always had his underwear on. And he knew that I never would. It was the intimidation.
When I first moved to Edmonton, I lived in a rooming house. That's exactly what it was. Like, it was the basement of this guy's house, and there were four rooms, I think, and then a common area. And the guy upstairs was insane. He was totally insane. We had to get together and take him to court. We had him charged. It got so out of control. He came down one day in a drunken stupor and threatened one of the guys with, I think it was like a bedpost or something.
I'll do it.
And we were like, we gotta take this guy to court.
Did he have a well in that basement at all that you guys can all share?
You know what's funny though? Two of the guys are still pals. I still talk to them from time to time. They were just great guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome guys. But it's a rooming house, right? And you got nothing and you're young and you don't really care and stuff happens. But the reason we bring up roommates is this guy, He creeped a lot of people out with his online ask, and he's looking. He's a 44-year-old, and he's looking for a roommate. And he put up, you know, the old signs you don't see a ton of anymore, where you pull off the tab, right? on the sign on the streets. But this guy, whose name is Owen, says he's 44 and he has a one-bedroom apartment, and he wants to share it. And he is oddly and exceedingly specific about what he's looking for in his roommate. You know what? I mean, it's entirely possible that this guy's just trolling all of us, right? And is some guy who doesn't want a roommate, who's still laughing at the world for lapping this up. But anyway, maybe not. So he wants a woman. He's, again, 44. And what he's looking for is a woman between 18 and 25. Okay, now I think you're going to have a lot of questions about Owen's specific needs. Okay, I'm pretty sure he can't go under 18. Right? Yes. Like, you can't start going, hey, I'm looking for a 14-year-old roommate.
Right, right. Yeah.
A woman, a girl who's 14. That's not going to happen. But I wonder if he'd go to 26.
I'm going
to
call his bluff. Yes. Owen, guaranteed, if a 27-year-old girl says, listen, yeah, I'm 2 years past it, he's not saying no.
Well, I'm not sure. When you go through Owen's whole deal.
Oh, he's like a Johnny Garbutt? Hard on his rules.
Still, though, if you find somebody that's 2 years over your threshold, willing to do everything you guys are about to list, uh-huh, I think that he's signing her up.
Well, who knows?
Agree to disagree.
Okay, so Owen's rules are as follows. There are no drugs, pets, or alcohol. Okay, I get that.
Reasonable.
Like, you know, we don't want you bringing in an Irish wolfhound that's going to be living here. Drugs, hey, sure. Alcohol as well. See, this is where I think back to your buddy, though, Johnny, is I think a lot of people who would impose a no alcohol rule from their roommate would be drinking themselves. Like, it's okay if I drink.
Yeah.
I just don't want you drinking. Right? And I get the impression, I don't know Owen, but I think Owen's that kind of guy. So he says he would like the person to also cook and clean for him.
Okay, good luck with that one. Not that unusual. Not that unusual.
No, but you're
there's a set of guidelines.
But you're not hiring.
But compared to what's coming up.
Yes, compared to. So hey, okay, you got to be between 18 and 25. I'd like you to cook and clean for me. You have to be prepared to do that. I want another bagel. Yeah. Lightly toasted with butter and a dragon fruit smoothie.
He's a needy man. Mm-hmm. My guess is his last name is Alimony. Yeah. Owen Alimony. I'm going to guess he is divorced.
I think that's a very good possibility. Now, he is, again, very specific about the kind of friends you can have over. One-bedroom apartment. He says, you can have lady friends, or that's at least implied. No male friends are allowed to come back here with you. Now, this only goes to set up the best of Owen's rules, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's more of a policy than a rule. So, okay, now we all know what Owen's looking for. He's looking for a young lady. She's going to cook and clean. She's not going to bring any of her male friends back. She does not have a debilitating drug problem, nor does she have a dog. Well, Owen thinks it'll start out that you're going to sleep on the couch. The lady will sleep on the couch. Then, as he says, you will be able to decide when you're comfortable moving into the bedroom.
Hmm.
That is insanely creepy.
And I also feel like he probably won't be cool if it's taking more than a week. Like, I feel he is going to get antsy by day 8.
Yeah, he thinks, like, you're going to move in on Thursday.
Yeah.
And you're going to tuck in with him by Sunday night.
Yeah.
You're going to watch a little Sunday night TV.
Yep.
And then,
it seems like this is the only rule that has some wiggle room to it, where everything is like very staunch, right? No, yes, drugs, correct, but you can take your time before you want to sleep in my room.
Correct. You're right.
And are you walking into a king here, like a king mattress, or is it two doubles? Like, what do you like?
Can you make a fort with pillows in between you two?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not sure Owen has room for a queen. Could be a twin.
Okay.
Could be a twin. But you may say, hey, look, I've been on the couch for two consecutive nights. I think it's time I snuggle in with Owen.
How cool do you think he would be if you were there for like 3 months?
Not good.
On the couch.
Not cool at all.
No, I'm still not good.
Because I'll tell you, you haven't even got to the weirdest room.
No,
yet.
We still got the number one sitting there waiting. Johnny, by the 3 month mark, you're out, and he's got another ad posted.
Mm-hmm.
And the next ad will have a time limit.
Oh, for sure it will.
You get to sleep on the couch for a week.
Yes.
By the following weekend, I want you snuggled in with me. And here's the final one. Owen, 44, single male, looking for love. Or at least a roommate, 18 to 25 years of age. Yes, she can have friends over, but only if they're ladies. Not allowed to bring any dudes, no alcohol, no drugs, no pets. She sleeps on the couch. She might at some point want to slide into the bedroom. But regardless of what happens inside that apartment, Owen has laid down and will not be changing the rule that is the most important, and that is that he does not close doors. It's an open door policy in every room of Owen's apartment.
And there it is, folks. There is the fifth red flag. How weird is that? You cannot close the door.
No, sir.
I mean, it's one bedroom. There's not many doors.
That also says that in the time you're on the couch and Owen is in his bedroom, Owen's not closing that bedroom door.
Nope.
Does that also go then for if this person who does accept these rules, if you do bring a female friend over, do those rules now apply to her?
She can't close
so
the door.
So if your friends now want to go to the bathroom, they still can't close?
Yes, I would
open
say
door
so.
Policy for everybody who enters?
Well, okay. First of all, A, you know they're not bringing drugs, so it's not doing like they're doing cocaine in the bathroom, right? They're just going to the bathroom.
Okay.
And Owen, I'm sure, would not cross that threshold. He's not a perv.
Sure. Do you think that that having an open door policy just negates the need to put hidden cameras in the bathroom?
See, but okay, if you're looking for upsides, I would say, why would he need a camera?
Sure.
Unless he just wants to record it and replay it.
Yeah.
Because he's using the argument for safety reasons. I don't think it's for that. I think it's for creep reasons. I can see the girl going into the bathroom to maybe shower, and he's like, dot, 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 dot. Don't close that door.
Oh, is the shower curtain a door?
Ooh.
That's a good question. I think in Owen's mind it is.
Asterisk, I'm allowed to peek, open up your shower
now,
curtain.
Now, as a guy, Rye, who listens to tons of true crime podcasts, does this ring any bells whatsoever as the opening to a podcast?
Yes, I think Keith Morrison is actually calling Owen right now, asking for an interview.
Yes. I'm just like, it seems just
Owen.
So...
Owen's already being followed by the Vice Squad.
Yep,
in whatever town Owen lives in.
Oh yeah,
the Vice Squad is already on to him.
He's got a
and
tail.
They're surveilling. Yep. They're surveilling his place.
And it's like, you know, like when the news crews go to the neighborhood. And they're like, hey, you know, your neighbor was, like, doing this weird stuff. And they're like, yeah, he was just kind of a normal guy. Would say hi to me. You know, weren't close, but I never saw this coming. All of Owen's friends are like, 100%, I was a matter of time before you got here.
Yeah. Do you know which apartment he's in? Yeah, one with the open door.
Yeah.
His door is always open.
I wondered, for safety reasons, would he keep his front door open?
Hey, if one door is open, they're all open, I think, with Owen.
I love guys like that. Oh, no, that's different.
That's different.
Yeah, that's always different.
Yeah. Or his door could be different.
I wonder what he's protecting. What is the safety feature when he's in his bedroom and his new roommate is on the couch? What safety is being attained by not having that door closed? What is the safety feature there? That she is going to see his great collection of, I don't know, like Funkos and put them in her bag and run away?
Sure.
It might be a collection of rib cages, John. It might be a whole mess of stuff in there.
I feel like Owen's the kind of guy who has like samurai swords hanging above his bed. Yes. That kind of guy.
Yeah, I think he's got massive mason jars on a shelf.
I agree. I'm going to say maybe didn't get along with his parents. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Also, and not only divorced, I'm going to say maybe three times.
Do you think that maybe the Owen we're talking about could possibly be this Owen?
Owen loves his mama.
Owen loves his mama.
I think it could be the same Owen.
He's fat and he's stupid.
That's it, right? Owen's not ready to take it out.
He's fat and he's stupid.
Owen loves his mama. Owen loves his mama.
Let's bring Pete into the fold on this Monday morning play game, quiz game, Smarter Than Derringer. Hey, Pete.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, good weekend?
I was working the graveyard, so.
What do you do, Pete?
A little as possible. No, a steel worker, John.
A steel worker. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Like the hot molten stuff?
Yeah, that gooey liquid hot.
Wear gloves? Summery.
Yeah.
You don't bareback it, eh? Probably a good idea.
Yeah. No, not a good idea.
Not a lot of eyeballing in that business either. I guess it's reasonably precise, too.
Yeah, you got to make it right or you got some issues with it then.
Well, that's why you do that and we do this, Pete.
Yeah.
So I tell you what, you got tickets to see Journey with Ann Wilson of Heart at Scotiabank Arena. That's on May 13th. And I hope that Ann Wilson does Stairway to Heaven because she does as good a version of that tune as anyone does a version of any song. And needless to say, a lifelong Zeppelin fan. So who knows what she might trot out. She's great. Journey will be excellent. Scotiabank Arena, May 13th for you, Pete. Take that one off. Take that one off work. Oh, yeah, you don't want to go to the show and then immediately have to go to work afterwards.
No, I'll just probably have a couple cold ones. That's
exactly. All right. So, Pete Parker has your five questions. You'll have 40 seconds.
Yeah, Pete. So just use that time wisely. If you can't think of the answer right away, just say pass. And if there is time, we'll come back to it. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Pete. And here we go. What is the name of Barbie's male companion?
Ken.
What is the capital of France?
Versailles.
A bill of fare is more commonly known as what?
What was that?
A bill of fare. Bill of fare is more known as, commonly known as what?
Sales.
How many lobes is the human brain divided into?
Two.
What country did Bangladesh used to be part of?
Bangladesh, India. Wow.
It's okay. It's all right. It happens. It's a Monday. What are we going to do, right?
Yeah. How did Pete do?
Pete just said, wow.
Oh, okay.
One for
it
five.
Happens.
It happens. It's a Monday. And listen, question number three is probably a tough question number three. It's I speak very posh, so it's easy for me, but maybe it's not easy for everyone.
I wonder if the spelling of one of the words would have helped.
Interesting. Okay, well, we'll see if John gets it.
All right. Okay. Do it up.
Here we go. What's the name of Barbie's male companion?
Kenny.
What is the capital of France?
Paris.
A bill of fare is more commonly known as what?
Menu.
How many lobes is the human brain divided into?
Two.
What country did Bangladesh used to be a part of?
India.
Oh, so you both said it. Now I feel like
Pakistan.
I'm wrong. It's Pakistan?
Yeah.
When you both get it wrong and I have another answer, I feel like I'm wrong.
I was thinking of hemispheres of the brain. We just played Rush. I guess I got hemisphere on the mind.
Got Rush on the
you
brain.
Get the frontal lobe. I know that. That's when they used to do, you know, the old, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Yep.
Okay, so you get the frontal lobe, and then you got the pectoral lobe.
Whoa.
And then the other lobes.
Yeah, the ear.
Earlobe.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know what I don't know what they're
Leopold
called.
Leopold End.
So yeah, we have four of those, but you win 3-1.
Ah, okay. Well, it doesn't.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. You know what? Believe me, I took a ton of them last week, so don't feel bad, buddy. We'll give you Journey and Heart tickets and Wilson of Heart May 13th at Scotiabank Arena.
Appreciate it, guys. That's awesome.
No problem. And I don't think we'd have to tell you, but you know, many work high steel. We suspect that there aren't many working steel high. So you want to make sure you have the night off for Scotiabank Arena on May 13th.
For sure. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Pete. We'll do it again at 8:45. Probably best working straight in that business, eh?
I agree.
Not the business where you want a couple Boilermakers before you head in. Johnny Garth Garbutt providing us with an ironclad Game 5 guarantee. Raps win in Philly tonight, Johnny.
Yeah, I kind of I didn't think they were going to win at home, but that win kind of inspired me. And I think that for the first time in NBA history, the Raptors will come back from a 3-0 being down 3-0.
Okay, so Ryan brought up the question on Smarter Than Derringer, how many lobes in the human brain? How about this? You bet your frontal lobe on tonight's game.
I love this.
There's a lot of single game gambling going on right now, and sure, money is easy to lose. But you give up your frontal lobe if the Raptors lose tonight.
No problem.
And,
and
Parker performs the surgery.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. I'm down with that.
With kitchen utensils.
Right.
Okay. Can we at least, and be sterilized?
And Wikipedia.
And blindfolded.
Okay.
Just I get to feel.
Is that how confident you are?
I'm gonna take a pass on that.
You're not confident then.
The frontal lobe surgery, no problem. Ryan doing it blindfolded while watching or listening to a YouTube tutorial. I'm out on that. But I think they're going to win tonight.
Okay, can I ask you another question?
Yes.
I'm going to take it to something I'm more familiar with and I'm more passionate about. If Philly is known for its cheesesteak, what is Toronto known for? Pea meal sandwich?
I guess.
Discuss.
I would think that you would have an easier time finding street hot dogs and a pea meal sandwich, like if you're walking around Toronto. So I would say the street meat.
That could be the street meat. You're right.
That's what I would go with.
The street meat huts.
Yeah.
And we need to winterize those things.
I love the 24/7 365ers.
Oh, yeah. They're passionate.
So you're not willing to bet your frontal lobe on this?
I am.
So you're not confident.
I am, just not Ryan doing the surgery.
Okay.
At least give me that.
Raptors win game 5 in Philly tonight.
Then win game 6 back home in Toronto. Then it's a coin flip, hey, boys? Then it's a coin flip.
Classic Toronto.
No, it's already a coin flip. So I guess Sharon Osbourne was a little disappointed talking about Ozzy. She was hurt that he cheated. Not that he cheated, but rather that he cheated with dirty, filthy old groupies. Well, his band did have a song, good one too, called "Dirty Women." But during the height of Black Sabbath, what would your expectations be? Like after the show, right? There's Ozzy and Tony and Geezer and Bill. Like, I'm going to say the standards weren't, ridiculously high at that point. And now Sharon Osbourne looking back and saying, I was very uncool with that.
And she even kind of made it sound like they were doing the girls a favor. Like these girls weren't the most attractive ladies and that Ozzy just did it because he felt bad for them, almost kind of vibe.
To make them feel good about themselves.
And the specific one was about the 2016 situation that she didn't feel. And it's like it's the age-old question, right? If your spouse was going to step out, would you rather it be with somebody spectacularly good-looking or somebody hideously awful? And I'm not sure so much I think about it. Like, I know my wife's thing for Bradley Cooper. Like, so I get that.
Sure.
I think I'd just have to open the door for him and walk out.
Right.
I would understand that.
Because you can't compete.
Yeah. And it's a Star Is Born Bradley Cooper, by the way. Sure. Not the Silver Lining Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's the Star Is Born Bradley Cooper. And I just have to say, okay, honey, I'm getting in the car and I guess I'm not coming back.
Sure.
But I think, more than the looks part of it, it would be more the, like, I would have a problem if my wife left me for Martin Shkreli, for instance.
Yes.
Right? If I found out my wife had a pen pal relationship with Jared Fogle.
Sure.
I would be very, very disappointed.
I agree. Yeah.
There's a way for my wife to hurt me in two ways. One would be if she slept with somebody who had a six-pack abs and a great, great body. And I'd be like, well, one, you cheated on me, and two, you've lied to me for years saying that my body
was the perfect
is fine.
Yes. Perfect for you.
You have no problem with my body.
Correct.
So then I have to live with that.
No.
But like you open up the bedroom door and I see my wife with Chris Hemsworth. I get it. I open up the door and I see my wife with like Harlan Williams. Like I feel like maybe I'm better looking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get that. You're Patton Oswalt.
Right.
Yeah.
Jackie Earle Haley. Like, what are you doing? You could have just slept with me. Clancy Brown. Like, what are you talking about? Honey, are you sleeping with Luis Guzman?
Oh, Jackie Earle.
I am him.
Jackie Earle Haley would be tough, wouldn't it?
Even I'm taller than him.
Like, still in the uniform?
Yes.
Be the best.
But just the greaseball aspect of it, too. Like, I would have a hard time with my wife stepping out with Robin Thicke.
Oh, totally.
I would not be pleased about that one.
No, I know. So what are you saying? Handsome is better?
Yeah, I got to say so.
Honey,
107-777. If your husband or wife is gonna leave you or at least step out, mm-hmm. like that was Sharon Osbourne's problem. Not so much that Ozzy did step out, but that he stepped out with dirty groupies.
Right. So what's the question? Would you rather your partner step out with dirty groupies, maybe someone not attractive, or super pretty or handsome?
Well, and the problem is, once you bring dirty into it, then you got to wonder what they're bringing home when you reconcile.
Right. A little present. A little itchy present. My wife just texted and said, how do you feel about Edward James Olmos?
Hey. His body of work stands on its own. He's in Mayans MC. He'd get a pass for me.
Would you shut the door and say, keep going, honey?
The man was in American Me, for God's sake, Parksy. You got to give him credit. Right. You got to at least look through his IMDb.
That's true, because like Pete Postlethwaite isn't the most handsome man, but I love him as an actor. Go ahead, honey. In fact, I'll watch.
I don't believe Pete is with us anymore.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think so. So I don't.
If she left me for him, then I got a real problem.
That one. Ah, yes, indeed. And Johnny, that would be your.
Yeah, if
your
somebody has
would it?
A better body than mine, or I think I would be okay if it was like a real good off the bench raptor.
You'd be fine with that?
Like, okay. If you won a Sixth Man of the Year award, hey, I'm down with it.
What if he was the 12th man?
Well, still, hey, at least you've worn the jersey.
Jackie Earl Haley. Oh, that would be a tough one to get over.
Rupert Grint? Honey.
Parksy, it was 19 years ago today, buddy, that you were heavily sunburnt as my wife and I tied the knot. We still don't know exactly what was said during the ceremony because it was not in English, but apparently the paperwork took.
It is, eh?
You had to come up from your basement bunker. You were like Hitler in the final days of April 1945 in your underground bunker at the resort in the Dominican because your sunburn was so so bad. Can we just go over quickly that week and how it started and the proclamation you made from the pool about an hour after you'd first taken off your shirt?
Yeah, so no shirt, no hat, bald. And some people suggested, they said, the sun's pretty strong down here. Maybe you should put on some sunblock. And I believe I said something along the lines of, sunblock is for pansies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what do you say?
I think the word was a little stronger,
yes.
but okay.
You know what I'm saying.
Yep.
And I think it was about 12 hours later, I said to myself, I'm not feeling very well. And I went to my bedroom.
And stayed there for 5 days.
5 days. And I remember people coming to visit me, and I remember there was things like, why are your shoulders look like a pizza?
A burnt pizza.
So it was my forehead and my shoulders. And actually, I knew it was your anniversary, because around midnight last night, as it turned over, they started tingling.
So, Johnny, by the time we got, we go to the DR, and Parksy's there 19 years ago this week, 19 years ago today, and the day before and after our wedding, Parker spent on the phone back to Toronto trying to get through to the insurance company to process his medical claim from the astronomical amount of money that the doctor charged for a house call in the Dominican Republic.
So how long were you guys down there for?
A week.
Oh, so guest there for a week, you stayed on an extra week?
Correct.
So, Rye, how much actual out of your room time did you have?
Oh, I'm not kidding. Like, thank God John scheduled it. The wedding, like, on the back end of the weekend,
right? Oh, believe me, I scheduled nothing.
Okay, so I'm going to say, so it was day one, I got sick. So let's say that was like a Sunday. I think, let's say you got married on the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I think I came out maybe Thursday for like the pre-dinner or whatever. I remember struggling to get my suit on. Uh-huh. I remember the insurance company, Garbett, they actually phoned me and they said, we're not paying this. And I go, what's, and they actually said this to me, and they're not kidding. They said, did you have a skin graft?
Oh, my God.
I guess the doctor liked to fudge the numbers a bit.
He did. He put up some big digits on that bill. Oh, man, that was funny. So that was 19 years ago. Happy anniversary to my beautiful Charlie. I'll never forget. And this is why I would never give marital advice. I remember we were about 5 years in, and you know, it was tough going. We had a couple of, you know, three young kids at the time, and we met up for dinner with some friends who'd been married like 14 years. And they said, you know what? Once you get through 7 or 8, you're good. You get through that, fine. And about a year later, they got divorced. We went, okay, maybe we don't take that much advice anymore. Yeah, right. They'd split up shortly after they gave us that great pearl of wisdom. Okay, but tell me which of these, because I got to buy something today. So for the 19th anniversary, this is from Hallmark, and it's like the various years of marriage and what you get for that one. So, like, we'll go through the teens. Steel for the 11th anniversary. 12th anniversary is silk or linen. 13th anniversary, lace. Very nice. 14th is gold. 15th anniversary, crystal. 16th is coffee or tea. 17th, wine or spirits. 18th anniversary, appliances. Kind of stands out at you. I don't think I bought an appliance for my wife last year. And the 19th is jade. I'm gonna find some jade jewelry or a jade statue or something for today. But the big one is next year, China. I guess I better get on next
China?
Year already. China.
You got a ticket to China?
I believe it is China, the place settings.
Right.
Not Beijing. Yeah.
But as if our family's ever going to use China. Like, that's not going to happen.
No.
I use Royal Chinette.
Yes, so do we. Man, do we go through a lot of Royal Chinette.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if I bought a couple of bags of that should do the job, right? Well, the small and big plates.
They come in bowls, too.
Remarkably tough. Got a small veggie pod and stand. It's like a big planter on this stand, rectangular shape, and it comes with this hood that keeps out the bad and lets in the good, including when you hook it up to a water supply, it'll actually water whatever it is you're growing in it. Rob is going to play this morning, Second Smarter Than Derringer. Morning, Rob.
Morning, gentlemen.
You got a chance to get outside yesterday, buddy.
I did, pal. I did. I did a little bit of work in the back, and it was beautiful. Beautiful day. Long time coming.
Backyards are already looking better than they did on Saturday.
You got it.
Beautiful thing, Rob. Well, the veggie pot is going to be yours. Now, here's the thing. Parker just asked Johnny Garbutt whether he thought question number 4 was interesting, and Garbutt answered in the affirmative. He said, I believe the adjective was oddly interesting.
I just said,
I got it wrong.
Rob, I'm proud of it because it's one of it didn't get off a website. I just thought of it and I thought, oh, I can turn this into a question. And I'll also say question one, don't overthink question one. Just say the obvious, okay?
Okay, pal.
That's sometimes we tend to do that. That's for sure.
Yep.
Overthink it because you would say, there's no way that this could be this easy.
Right.
But indeed it is. All right. So, oddly, by the way, would be an adverb. Not an adjective. Just we're playing trivia while we're on it. Yes, indeed. Okay. Odd would be the. I would say Parker is odd.
Would a teacher use that in a sentence in school?
It could be. Yeah. A very simple sentence. all right. Good luck to you, Rob. 40 seconds.
All right, Rob.
Thanks, John.
Okay, buddy. So 40 seconds. Just say pass if you can't think of the answer. We'll come back to it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. What allows birds to fly?
Wing.
What comes in homogenized skim 1 and 2%?
Milk.
True or false, a peanut is a nut?
False.
What are the only two provinces that don't have lighthouses?
Oh, wow. I'd say Alberta and Saskatchewan.
Look at this. How many hours are in a week?
Okay, now you're going too far.
You get some time. Do the math.
285, I don't know.
It's a long week, my man. That's okay. Did very well.
Okay, first of all, I got to go to Rob here. Rob, question number 4, interesting or no?
Yes, very active, okay. Johnny.
So Parker did not oversell that one.
And I'll say this, congrats to Rob, got it right.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
And what was his final number?
4 out of 5.
Okay,
missed out on question number 5.
seeking perfection today.
Okay.
Doing some deep knee bends. Doing my morning squats.
I like it.
Go.
What allows birds to fly?
Wings.
What comes in homogenized skim 1 and 2%?
Milk.
True or false, a peanut is a nut?
Oh, is it legume or a nut? I'm going to say false.
What are the only two provinces that don't have lighthouses in Canada?
Ooh, Saskatchewan.
Yes.
Manitoba.
Oh. Oh. How many hours are in a week?
Oh,
who
man.
Knows, right?
Straight
math.
I'd need like 3 minutes for that one. What's the other province? Okay, I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
Yes, yes,
it
yes.
is.
Saskatchewan jumps out at you. Rob got it. What's the other one, buddy?
Yet. Say it, Rob.
Alberta.
Yeah.
I went the wrong way.
I was thinking you were going the other
way. Yeah, because it's probably Lake Winnipeg, right? Yeah. It's a big, big lake.
It would be even odder if it was like Nova Scotia. They have the most, I believe, I want to say.
Yes. Yeah. I would think so. BC probably has a few, too.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Prince Edward being an island and all. okay. More than Saskatchewan and Alberta. Great. Good one. Okay, Parksy. Yeah, you redeemed yourself.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, nice. And it was nice job.
168 is the number of hours in a week.
Working on 168. Okay. And then yesterday, you were out in the back. You'll be back out there with your veggie pod. They're going to deliver it to your house. And then the only thing you really have to decide is what you want to grow in the veggie pod this summer. It's actually an excellent thing to have, Rob. I think you're going to enjoy it, buddy.
That's great, guys. Thank you very much.
Wasn't long enough? We've heard that before. Listen to Derringer in the Morning, weekday 6 to 10 on Q107.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.